Gary Sullivan, who's managing director of Wilson James from Westcliff, has recently returned after being embedded with the soldiers as part of a fact-finding mission. And he says the work that the troops are doing there is fantastic.
What's most impressive is the work that they're doing in the community, the way they can switch from 1 minute engaging with the Taliban, you know, and taking the fight to the Taliban, and then working with Afghan people locally to open schools or to help them, you know, rebuild their village, or just to sit with the kids and hand out sweets and pens and just chat about life in general, as all human beings do.
It's always difficult for us sitting back here in England to know if they're having an impact with the local community. Are the people in Afghanistan glad they're there?
I think by and large, you can't say all the people are, because clearly the Taliban, although I'm led to believe a lot of the Taliban are not Afghan nationals, that they are from other countries. But I think so. Afghanistan has some fairly long history of conflict, and it's... I guess they're sceptical that what they don't want is, perhaps this happened once before in our recent history, that we came and then we left, and that doesn't make things better. So the fact that we've been there for some time, we are now, you know, the heavy war fighting, if you like, of 2006, 2007, 2008, has subsided. It's still an extremely dangerous place, and I need to perhaps say that. But the British Army in particular, which is the bit I was looking at, have certainly pushed out and pushed the Taliban back, which allows the Afghan National Army to upskill, to work and train with the British Army and take control of their own destiny. And the local people are now starting to see that actually, you know, we have security, or we bring security with us, and that we're not just there in the short term, we're not just there to fight, we're there to actually bring stabilisation and bring freedom.
You spent a lot of time with the troops who've lost comrades and colleagues. Is their morale good?
Yeah, it's something that you can't really explain unless you are or have been a soldier, I guess. But the morale was fantastic. And one thing you sort of notice, whenever you go to the cookhouse, there's always laughter. The guys are... I mean, it's not anything that I could really repeat on the radio. The humour occasionally is black. It's certainly robust, as you would imagine. When you've got lots of young men together, the humour can be perhaps, you know, slightly bawdy on occasions. But the humour is good. There's always someone laughing. There's always groups of guys patting each other on the back and doing what boys do, you know, that sort of punching in the shoulder sort of stuff. The morale was fantastically high. And even when they've experienced a recent casualty, there's a sense of, okay, they take a few minutes, take a quick breath, and then they then get back on with the job and understand that the objective and the task ahead of them actually, and the team around them, you know, that they're great at supporting each other.
Is it perhaps that they probably look at risk in a different way to the rest of us? And without saying it's an occupational hazard, it is certainly something that is associated with soldiering.
Well, it is associated with soldiering, but they are. They're risk averse in as much as no one goes out of their way to put themselves in harm's way. I have to say, perhaps to dispel some myths, the equipment that the troops have is fantastic, particularly the body armour, but all the equipment, the vehicles and even the clothing is quite fantastic now. They make sure that they've got the right kit on when they go out to do what they do, and they take great care not to get themselves or to endanger, you know, the civilian population.